come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, what are we going to do when we get home?
Go to bed. For a week.
Good idea.
What's the deal? Are you going out this weekend?
I'm going to spend this weekend in bed.
Hey, not too early. I sleep in Saturday.
Lazy, good for nothing.
I hate this job and I don't need it.
It is time for me to rest my tired eyes.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning. It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning and welcome to Friday. Wow.
It's already here.
You want to try that again?
What?
Excitement level was so high.
What? It's already here. I mean, I just...
Welcome to Friday!
Friday!
See, when you do it, everybody else chimes in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, JP, come on.
Good morning, Coriel.
It's so strange that it's already another weekend. I think this week flew by, but that's just me.
Yeah, it was pretty quick this week.
Was it quick for you?
I think so, too. Part of it was the fact that I think half the building was empty.
Yeah, I think everybody's on vacation.
Oh, yeah, you got to squeeze it in right now. You're squeezing the life out of it right now because, like, teachers and administrators start going back to work like,
yeah,
next week, officially next week. I know there's a lot of them working here and there, but like, officially, they're getting ready for school.
I'm just happy that this weekend is going to be, air quotes, cooler.
Okay.
Temperatures.
Is it low keyer for you other than the celebrity softball challenge?
Well, I'll tell you what. It certainly did not help two years ago for the media softball game for it to be so hot and humid and then me to be so gosh dang hungover.
Right. You were ghost white.
Yes. And this year, it won't be as bad. I mean, the high is like 83.
Yeah.
Early rain showers or like maybe like a thunderstorm earlier in the morning too.
By game time.
I mean, it's going to be really humid though. Like the humidity is insane. It's like 77%.
Yeah. So just bring plenty of water. You should be fine.
But hopefully there's like a breeze maybe.
Well, and it's nice.
Wouldn't that be cool?
When you're at Haymarket Park, it is truly quite cooling because you have, once it gets later into the afternoon and evening, you've got that backdrop that kind of covers the sun.
Oh, for sure.
And blocks it out.
Definitely.
So yeah, 82 with 20% humidity when we play tomorrow.
Oh, with 20% when we play.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. 77% humidity at its finest.
Right. At its highest, it's going to be, oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's going to be like 20% humidity by the time we get to 5
p.m. JP, will you go to, can we go to like D-Bats or something today?
Oh, hit? Yeah.
In like hit?
Yeah, we can absolutely do that.
Because.
Are you worried? When was the last time you swung a bat? Was it 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't play, like, I don't play softball leagues. I do volleyball leagues.
Okay, yeah.
Literally, the only time I play softball now is
our little celebrity.
Is our little, like, league, yeah. I mean, I got invited, like, last summer a couple times, but it never fit my schedule.
And see, I used to be on a softball team, and the funny thing is, I was on the other radio station group's softball team. Until I jumped ship to come over here, and then they kicked me off the team. And I haven't played on an organized softball team since.
Well, you,
except for the celebrity one.
You're in the same boat with me then.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe we go swing a bat or two.
I do
or
have a like son a who likes to play and baseball and hit the ball around, and so we go quite often. But yes, absolutely, we can go to D-Bats today and get some cuts in and get you ready to go. You worried about this?
No.
It's just for fun.
I know. I'm just thinking of like the fact that I'm already on an inhaler and a steroid.
That's the thing is, unlike like, I don't know, a marathon
relay
race or a basketball game or a football game.
You have to run between the bases.
Okay, but think about it. You get up to bat once in like every other inning.
No, because we have less people on the team, so we'll be able to
You think we're going to bat around?
We're going to be able to bat more than last time.
Maybe. That might happen, yes.
It looks like we'll be able
But again, you're going to have some downtime between, like, say you're the number one hitter, and we have 10 people at a time can play. By the time we get through that entire 10, you'll have probably caught your breath.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So you've got some downtime
okay. In
between. You're going to be fine. We can discuss this more. We'll let people know a little bit more of your backstory when it comes to softball coming up.
Okay.
And we'll get, of course, a Free Fun Friday.
Coming up.
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Cooter Bosima is still on vacation, so we'll hit another one of Husker Nick's cousins
Give us a redneck review. I sent her
you got it cleared?
A carrier pigeon.
Okay.
I never got the pigeon back, though, so I'm hoping...
They didn't cook it up.
Yeah.
It was dinner. Like, oh, cool. It's a message
at dinner. I never got the pigeon back. So
a redneck review coming up, 6:50. We'll get you what's trending. Out of context contest will be coming up. The Florida Man game, fake news, and a lot more coming up.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
There was a report of a man in a jetpack around 5,000 in the vicinity of Los Angeles.
Alaska 233, use caution. There was a jet man reported just north of Gate C, was last reported at 5,000.
All right, we're looking for the Iron Man, Alaska 233.
That's right, they're looking for Iron Man.
Iron Man.
So, this has been going on for a while now in California.
Okay.
As on Wednesday, another sighting of a reported man who appears to be flying with a jetpack thousands of feet above the ground near LA's International LAX. Once again... is in the air. A pilot called air traffic and reported a possible jetpack man in sight. Confirmation from other airlines. And yes, jetpack man was back, or Iron Man, as he's been dubbed as well.
I also love how this man, kind of like the story about the hamster wheel trying to cross the ocean. I love how this is like an actual urban legend.
Right.
But like a true one.
But there's video of it. Like,
yeah, it's... It's an actual thing that people, it's a reoccurring thing that people look for.
So, L.A. Iron Man flies about 3,000 feet. In August of last year, two different airline pilots reported seeing the jetpack man near planes around LAX. Then again in October. Then again most recently. And then Wednesday, the FBI and the FAA are now investigating the sightings. They think, maybe this is a drone.
Okay.
Like a robot-looking thing. It's way too big. It's a person-sized drone.
Yeah.
How are you going to pull off a person-sized drone?
I don't think that was a person. No.
You don't think in this video that that's not a person that's flying that?
No. I'm saying, like, I don't think that's a drone-sized person. My bad.
All right.
That's definitely, like, a human being.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Well, but they make those... Okay, so is... They make the jetpack things over water.
Right. But that's like attached to like a cord or something.
Yeah. And what's strange is he's just like standalone.
Yeah. He looks like he's just standing up there holding on to the handles like a jetpack.
I am really hoping this is a man who got very bored during the pandemic and put his smarts to use. Yes. And this is a homemade, like garage made jetpack. And he's just waiting to patent this thing. And he's going to make hand over fist. And this is all just publicity.
Yeah. Unlike Tony Stark, who got abducted by Libyans or something and put into a cave and came up with his own Iron Man suit. This dude's like, well, I'm in the pandemic. I've got a lot of money, and I don't have anything
to do. I have some extra PVC pipe lying around.
Yeah,
and this old was it Outback backpack?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Would you do that though? Like, you had the opportunity?
In a heartbeat.
In a man's garage workshopped homemade jetpack.
He's already flown around
3,000 feet above the air. You'd still get in it.
All right, cool. Sign me up.
I feel like there's a reason why he's only popped up a few times.
He's popped up four times total.
Okay. Well,
and they've never seen him crash. They've never seen him land or crash, so he's gotten away with it every time. And I'm turning 47 on Sunday. I'll try everything. I wanted to skydive. I wanted to do all kinds of stuff.
This is good knowledge to have, JP. You probably shouldn't have said that. Okay.
Yeah. So it is a weird and rare thing to see.
I'm gonna track this man down.
In the sky.
Okay, I will track this man down just to see you hover above the trailer park behind the studio.
Look at me. I'm flying.
We're flying. Wait. We're soaring. No. I don't know. Do you know what song? High School Musical.
I can't. Oh, I don't even pay attention to High School Musical. You asked the wrong person about high school musical. I don't really remember either.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Okay, JP, but did I really ask the wrong person about High School Musical?
Yeah, I saw the first one with Serena when she was little.
See, I haven't even seen any of them.
I haven't seen two or three.
Okay.
I haven't seen High School Musical, the musical, the show or whatever that's on Disney Plus, too.
All right.
I just see the title come up.
I digress.
I see the title come up. I go, nope. I'm swiping to Iron Man.
Oh, my God.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
We've got Luke Bryan on what it takes to be married for nearly 15 years. Miranda Lambert, unfortunately, saying goodbye to some loved pets. An update on a Midwest concert and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning. Happy Friday. You can watch along for nitty-gritty on Facebook, KX969. So Luke Bryan and his wife, Carolyn, have been married for more than 14 years.
Right.
And anyone who's looked at their Instagram accounts know that the secret is they certainly like to have fun together.
Our relationship, our household's crazy. We have fun. I mean, listen, there's some opposites attract that goes on a lot, and it makes us, I think it makes us, you know, drive each other crazy, but then it makes us, it pulls us together too.
So for Luke, it's also very, very important that Carolyn has her own identity and isn't just known as Luke Bryan's wife.
Right.
I mean, as it should be anyways, but when you have such a celebrity status as Luke has, I mean, sometimes you can fall into that and it can get kind of tough. He says, quote, I want to be known as a family unit, but I also want her to be able to create like her own path and carve her own path and not just be like married to some guy and like somehow pulled off being married to a big country superstar and be like tsunamied by all of that.
Right.
Which is really cool because if you think about it, him and Carolyn is pretty ruthless to him.
Oh yeah.
She obviously does not care about his status, which is crazy and amazing. So our condolences go out to Miranda Lambert, who shared on social media, she's mourning the loss of her dog, Jesse. She says, quote, I got to love her and be her mom for 13 and a half years.
Wow.
She writes, I found her and her brother Waylon on the side of the road in Oklahoma in January 2008. So yeah, 13 and a half, yeah. In the middle of a sleet storm. It's so hard to let them go, but the love is worth it. She also lost Waylon back in October. So that pair is gone. And we know that Miranda has such a big love for animals and dogs specifically. So it's a tough time for her. But speaking of Miranda, she joined Dierks Bentley and Brothers Osborne for a cover of the Allman Brothers classic Midnight Rider on Wednesday's edition of CMA Summer Jam. And they killed
it. Very cool.
So the Zac Brown Band / Sam Hunt show, it's a concert at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, and it's been canceled August 13th. And the reason why I say this is because some people think it's because of the pandemic, because Missouri has the nation's fourth worst COVID-19 diagnosed rate over the past week.
Okay.
And I just say this because obviously we see now the rise in the Delta variant and the urge to get vaccinated and things like that. And what, however you're forming your opinion and stuff.
Right.
I just say this because it looks like a fairly big show is already, falling at the wayside. And I think it's something to just keep an eye out on. You know what I'm saying? And more or less to just do your part and try to be, as vigilant as you can. Because this Delta variant obviously is like nothing to mess with.
Yeah.
And neither is COVID-19. So we've got new music now. And this is a great song to kick off the weekend with.
Okay.
Because it's called Tequila on a Boat. So how can you go wrong?
Not at all.
This is also by, and I love this duo right here, or this collaboration.
Right.
It's Dustin Lynch and Chris Lane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is Tequila on a Boat with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coriel with Kicks 96.9.
It's only getting hotter with it looking like that. Two-piece on a towel in the back.
on the speakers, speakers turn up loud. So much sun we ain't ever gonna run out. Can't nobody hate it. I bought a bottle of my favorite tequila on a boat on a lake on fire and the tans ain't fake. A girl with a smile smiling at me, me with my eyes on her in the heat. Yeah, God's taking care of the weather. Life don't get much better. The ice in a cup on my lips. Steal another kiss and take another sip. Tequila on a boat. Sick and full of sea salt, catching a buzz that hit ain't I fall. Blame it on the Julio. Mix it up, baby, here we go. Yeah, time's moving real slow. Drop that anchor down out in the middle and kick back and drink a little tequila on a boat on a lake on fire and the tans ain't fake. A girl with a smile. Taking care of the weather. Life don't get much better. Than ice in a cup on my lips. Steal another kiss and take another sip. Everybody drank a little tequila on a boat a lake on fire and the tans ain't fake. A girl with a smile smiling at me, me with my eyes on her in the heat. And God's taking care of the weather. Life don't get much better than ice in a cup on my lips. Steal another kiss and take another sip. Tequila on a boat.
With the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Well, there's our third boat song of the year and second tequila song of the year.
You're well, welcome. Maybe not many more since summer's coming to a close.
I like it. No, I'm cool with it.
We'll just have to keep a running tally to see how many we can get
by the end of the year. That's new music from Dustin Lynch and Chris Lane. Tequila on a Boat. You can grab it on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. Starting off the weekend with new music is a good thing. And more good things coming up. If you got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good.
And this is what we tell you every week. Every day is a pile of good things. And if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of the show. Coriel, what's your good thing today?
My good thing, I want to stray far away from Nebraska real quick and just mention this story. Okay. I have two, if that's okay.
That's fine.
So there's a police officer in New York named Ronald Kennedy who got creative to save a guy's life earlier this month.
Oh, okay.
So that officer, Kennedy, responded to a stabbing, and paramedics weren't quite there yet. But he had some EMT experience. Because the guy was bleeding out pretty badly, he looked around and was like, oh no, I need to do something right now. He yelled for someone to get him a bag of chips at a nearby store.
Okay.
Not because he was hungry. He dumped the chips out, put the empty bag over the wound, and then duct taped it down to stop the bleeding and keep his lung from collapsing.
Oh, wow.
And the guy pulled through.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, which is cool. I like when people cool hand loop, like under pressure situations like that.
Cool Ranch Doritos, now!
Yeah. He's probably like, give me chips. Anything that isn't spicy. Because like that would suck.
Oh, God, that would hurt.
That would suck. This guy comes back with like Chester's Hot Fries and he's like, no, go again. Different chips.
Plain. Something plain.
My second one is the Lancaster County Super Fair began yesterday officially.
Yay.
And it goes through August 7th. Lancaster Event Center still could use a few extra hands too if you want to volunteer.
Yeah.
There's some contact info if you want on the Kix Mornings page, KX Mornings. But yeah, the Super Fair is back. So if you're looking for a little something to do over the weekend, since the weather's going to be fairly nice,
decent,
bring the family out.
Weekend and next week.
Yeah, there's a lot of hard work that goes into stuff like that. It's a lot more stress and headache than you think. So make it all worth it, okay?
Tell me something good.
My good thing is the return of live music in the form of Lincoln Calling. It's been going for 18 years. This will be the 18th year of Lincoln Calling. And they had to pivot to digital last year because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3-day festival. And now it is back in downtown Lincoln. Coming up, it'll be the September 23rd through the 25th at the usual venues, Bourbon Theater, 1867, Duffy's, the Zoo Bar, Bodega's Alley, along with the Festival Zone Night Market on 14th Street between O and P. And this is a fantastic live event with music from all different genres,
mm-hmm.
and just a ton of fun showcasing music, showcasing art. So put it on your calendar so you're ready to go for it. Tickets are on sale now for it. Lincoln Calling is September 23rd through the 25th.
Awesome.
You're going to be a part of that. And I'll add one more.
Tell me something good.
You mentioned the volunteers for Lancaster County Super Fair. Volunteers for the Red Cross, we mentioned it earlier in the week, for Garth Brooks and for Husker football, which they began practices officially yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're somebody who knows CPR, or you're an EMT, an EMR, a nurse, a doctor, what have you, and you'd like to volunteer your time to be a part of the American Red Cross units at Garth Brooks, the sold-out show, Husker football, that's always usually sold out. And work those events, you're in for free.
Yeah. That information is also on the Kix Morning Show page, too. KX Mornings.
So get there and get signed up to volunteer. It's a good thing.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Jungle Cruise with one of your favorite members of Husker Nick and Kudobo Stevenson's family. A redneck review.
I hope she shows up.
We'll,
I didn't get that pigeon back after I sent that carrier pigeon.
No,
so
probably ate it. We'll get that coming up in 6 minutes. Free Fun Friday.
When I wake up,
wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on, it's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Priscilla McDilly. That's Daisy McDilly's sister.
Wow.
I heard Coriel was kind of nervous. I wasn't going to make it. I'll bring back your pigeon later. It just might be a different color. Here's the skinny on Jungle Cruise the movie. Emily Blunt plays Lily, a British botanist who takes no crap. Botanist means plant lady. She's got
plant
a fistful
lady
of her father's legendary maps, and she's gonna kick ass. Lily and her snooty patootie brother adventure through the Amazon, set in the early 1900s. Kind of like the year JP was born. What was that like in the
1900s? Wasn't a part of the 1900s. It was 1974.
Well, anywho, Lily and her brother are searching for the Tears of the Moon Petals, which sounds like a track from Fleetwood Mac. This thing comes from a mystical tree that can cure all illnesses. They'd make a killing around here or something like that. Let me tell you what. The pair enlist The Rock as their riverboat captain. And since he needs to be rugged and sort of insane, they named him Frank. Here's your trailer.
My name is Dr. Lily Houghton. My brother and I are looking for passage upriver.
What's out there in the jungle? It's not a fun vacation.
Well, I'm not here for a vacation. Legend has it that there is a tree that possesses unparalleled healing power. It will change medicine forever.
And you need someone to help you find it.
Here we go.
Sometimes it just needs a bit of a...
Nobody touches my engine but me. What did I just...
There you go.
We're gonna do this together.
Haven't you been dreaming about adventure?
She was always chasing after some far-fetched idea. There's no such thing as curses.
Everything that you see wants to kill you, and can.
You want to turn back?
Nope, just getting started.
Those three crews through the jungle encountering cannibals, snakes, spirits with maggots, kind of like your watermelon crawl back home from the bar. Frank, the captain, says everything wants to kill you, which kind of sounds an awful lot like our family reunion. So I give it 4 bags of pork rinds. All right, y'all, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Priscilla McDilly, and I once sat on the top of my ex-boyfriend's car because he said he wanted a moonroof.
Coming
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
You can go see that at the Grand Theater downtown. That was pretty fun.
Wow, I don't know. I think I liked Daisy better. Priscilla was... Well, she had personality, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. Coming up, we'll get you what's trending and your chance to play and win with Out of Context content.
The 1011 Weather Center and John Henry's Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Lincoln Weather.
Scattered Thor...
Hold on. Just because it's more fun this way. Because we are professionals.
I'm going to do it again.
I'm going to make you do... Yeah, I'm going to do that again. I think, here we go. Ready?
From the 1011 Weather Center and John Henry's Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Lincoln Weather.
Scattered thunderstorms possible today. 90 for the high. A fairly cool weekend ahead of us. Low 80s tomorrow and Sunday. Might see an early morning thunderstorm there tomorrow. Mostly sunny on Sunday. Partly cloudy now and 75.
See, this is why they made us the number one morning show in town. It's because we're relatable. We make mistakes too.
Well, yeah. So a nice weekend ahead of you, honestly.
Yeah, weather-wise, it's going to be great.
A little humid at its highest point, but cooler in the evenings.
Okay.
Nice.
Thank you, Coriel. JP, yes. Coriel, Husker Nick. I think she's nervous.
About the softball game?
Yeah.
Stop.
We'll talk about that a little bit more coming up. I think it's throwing her off a little bit. We'll get you what's trending, too, including a Husker in the NBA. Yeah, another one. We'll get that coming up.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down?
Right here on Kix 96.9.
3.
And it's Suni Lee, who's in the top spot. She is going to win the Olympic all-around gold medal.
Welcome to the most exclusive gymnastics club, Suni.
Look at that!
Amazing!
Simone Biles unable to participate due to health concerns, and then Suni Lee steps up and wins the all-around at the Olympics. She's 18, the youngest member of the gymnastics squad.
The women's all-around?
Yep, women's all-around. Her gold medal win extends the Team USA legacy. They've won every all-around since 2004.
Oh, my God.
That is impressive.
See, I didn't realize that they had that long of a run.
Yeah, that's just awesome. So congrats to Suni Lee.
Wow.
Elsewhere in Tokyo, the Olympics, Team USA had 3 more medals to collect in swimming. Lily King and Annie Laser won silver and bronze in the 200 meter. Ryan Murphy settled for the silver medal in the U.S. men's 200 meter backstroke final.
Okay.
At last check, the medal count, Team USA is in first with 41 medals overall, including 14 gold.
Ooh.
They're just rolling along.
Very nice.
They're doing well. They're doing well, and it just keeps going because it's going to continue on this weekend and next weekend.
Good.
So the Olympics are super exciting. We're super excited because Delano Banton has become the second Husker basketball player selected in the past 3 years to the NBA draft.
Holy smokes.
Second round selection to his hometown team, the Toronto Raptors. How cool is that?
So how many Husker players have been in this?
That have been drafted?
Do you know?
Oh, not off the top of my head.
Okay, I was just wondering.
But we've had, I know that Eric Piakowski, Tyronn Lue.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA draft. Donald becomes the 7th Husker basketball player selected in the first 2 rounds in the NBA draft, joining Marvin Stewart, Rich King, Eric Piakowski, Tyronn Lue, Vincent Hamilton and Isaiah Roby. Isaiah Roby was 2 years ago.
Nice.
So congrats goes out to Delano. That is very cool. And he gets to go home to Toronto, where he's from, and play for his hometown team.
Oh,
how neat is that?
That is awesome.
I mean, that's really, really cool.
Heck yeah.
We'll definitely become more Raptor fans from the Nebraska for sure.
Yeah.
One!
And finally, it's tomorrow. Time for the celebrity softball game with members of the media. It's our group of radio stations and 1011 News versus the other group of radio stations in Channel 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. 5 o'clock is when the game starts. Gates open at 4:30. And just buy a ticket, basically just buying a ticket to come into the watch us play, and then you get to stick around for the professionals, the Lincoln Salt Dogs.
Yeah, and then it's also Beer Fest, too. You can get a separate ticket
for.
Yeah,
buy a separate ticket for that to go to that as well. So a lot of going on at Haymarket Park, including seeing Coryell in uniform, ready to take on the competition.
Okay.
I think you're going to do great. We've already even gotten our positions where we're playing in the field and stuff, too.
I'm just going to try to have fun.
Coryell's going to be at second base.
I'm going to be terrible.
I'll be pitching to start.
I'll be terrible.
From ESPN, Elijah, who does Hail Varsity on ESPN Radio, will be playing first. Coryell's at second. Kevin Suits from 1011.
My goal is to be so terrible that you guys kick me off the team.
No, we're going to go hit the batting cage today and help you get there. It's going to be fun. Bill Shamrock's going to be there.
I can't catch the ball.
Kelsey, the new anchor with Bill Shamrock's going to be. If Ken Shemek can play base softball, then you can play softball.
Yeah, of course. I feel like Ken Shemek can play. He looks like a guy who can play some mean ball.
He's a golf guy. I don't know if he's. I do remember him playing like pickup basketball.
Yeah. Okay. See. There you go.
All right. So he's kind of athletic.
Everybody
for a weatherman.
On that team looks like they should maybe be there, except for me.
Except for you. No. Come on.
And you know what? I can't stomach that because I am oddly competitive, although I have no reason to be because I'm not very athletic. I think I am sometimes,
okay,
but I'm not. And I have way too much anxiety. Like, way too much anxiety.
They've got you batting fifth and me leading off.
And I said, in the roster, I said, put me anywhere easy, and they put me on second base.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
Easy is riding the bench.
I'll be there at the pitching spot. I'll be able to help back you up. If that ball comes off the bat, it'll come to me first before it even gets to you.
Okay, so we're going to do
I got your
we're
going
to deal with that.
I got your
We're
going
to do that then. If it comes at me, you're getting it.
And then I'm going to just soft toss it to you.
No.
You're going to catch it, and you're going to touch the base, or you're going to touch the player that runs by you. You can do this. Come cheer on Coryell.
Whatever.
Tomorrow, the celebrity softball game. We'll have your chance to win some vouchers
I'm
going to
hit a dinger or a donger, as Husker Nick would say.
Either one. A ding dong.
I'm
going to
hit a donger.
You're just a ding dong in the field. That's what's trending.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick show.
Speaking of ding dongs, it's almost time for Out of Context Contest. With your chance to win your way into said celebrity softball game. And check out the Salt Dogs playing, too. It's coming up. Free Fun Friday. It's Kix.
What the heck were you thinking?
So you mean just like a naked wiener?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What in the world were you thinking?
She's just yanking stuff.
What were you thinking?
Good say.
What?
I don't think
I
miss what
you
think it means.
It's time once again to play Out of Context Contest. Oh, we got to do it on Facebook Live, too, don't we? Should I get on the page there?
I thought we were taking... people to play.
We will.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah, right. We'll do that first.
You know.
Being all ahead of schedule.
I'm trying to make sure everything's lined up perfectly. All right, hey, so we got to play Out of Context Contest. We need three of you to play the game, 466-9696. And you're taking a guess at what ridiculous stuff we've said throughout the week and what the actual answer is, A, B, or C. And if you win, you're getting a $25 gift card to Pillar Restaurant Group.
Yeah, that's like four different restaurants tied into one, which is awesome.
And also a 4-pack of tickets to join us for the celebrity softball game tomorrow, where Coryell will be the MVP.
Yeah, and then the PA after. So when I play terribly, I can be ridiculed all day long.
There you go. So 466-9696, free food and free softball and salt dog tickets. 466-9696 to play Out of Context Contest next.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Sun comes up.
with the Kix Morning Show.
Get on up. JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
So you mean just like a naked wiener?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What in the world were you thinking?
She's just yanking stuff.
What were you thinking?
Good say.
What? I don't think I miss what you think it means.
I glitched out hardcore there, didn't I?
You did. That was called a glitch.
Good morning and welcome to JP Coriel and Husker Nick, where we like to play a little game called Out of Context Contest on Fridays.
Yeah, and it's wild things that we have actually said on air. But it's the contestant's job to figure out what we were actually talking about.
Right. That's the best part about this is the contestants get to play and win. We've got a bunch of gift cards to the Pillar Restaurant Group.
Yes, that's to Cactus, Piedmont, Bistro, Venue. Good Sense.
Yeah, some really good choices for you for lunches or dinners.
And what else do we have?
Oh, and we also have tickets to join us at the Lincoln Salt Dogs game tomorrow. But before that is a celebrity softball game. And they're
inside Haymarket Park.
Yeah. We're playing, so, but they're actually letting us on the field.
Yeah, so you can come for the Salt Dogs game, but come early at 5. Yeah,
play at 5, and then at 7 o'clock, the Salt Dogs play.
Yeah.
And also, not only to play the game, but also to give words of encouragement to Coriel, we have Chris, Tracy, and Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Root Coriel on a little bit. Tell her she's going to be fine playing softball.
You got this.
Ashley, thank you. Thank you.
See,
at least somebody's in my corner.
I'm in your corner.
I know. I'm just kidding. I wanted to see how you reacted.
All right, Ashley, your chance to play Out of Context Contest. We'll give you a piece of audio. Then you just have to tell us, answer A, B, or C. Coriel's got your A, B, or C guesses on here.
Okay.
And then if you get it right, you get a point. If you miss one, hang on the line. We could come back around to you. Because we have three different people playing.
Yeah, Tracy and Chris waiting in the wings to take over the prize.
Here is audio piece number one in Out of Context Contest.
I definitely watch. How are you not going to look at what's happening? That's insane.
Yeah!
Ashley, did you hear that?
I did.
Okay, so is it A, my boyfriend Jackson in a contest to find out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? I definitely watch. Or is it B, 1,000 hours of infomercials? I definitely watch. Or C, a nudist cruise crashing a nice couple's dinner date? I definitely watch.
What do you think it is, Ashley?
C.
And C is...
Good job!
Yeah, we had a couple on a cruise for their anniversary and just cruising on by.
A nude cruise
was there.
Good job, Ashley.
Ashley's got a point. Here's number two in Out of Context Contest.
Yeah, I already don't want to touch this.
Okay!
Is it A, the dishes in my sink? Yeah, I already don't want to touch this. Or B, the Dear JP letter about Jared's mother-in-law's dirty clothes? Yeah, I already don't want to touch this. Or C, a poison dart frog? Yeah, I already don't want to touch this.
What do you think it is, Ashley?
Let's go A.
It's not
It is not A, Ashley. Although.
Valid. Hang on the line. We bring Tracy in. Tracy, before you get a chance to answer, give Coriel some words of encouragement for softball.
Go, Coriel!
There you go, see? That's all we need. All right, here's the audio again for you.
Yeah, I already don't want to touch this. Is it B, the Dear JP letter about Jared's mother-in-law's dirty clothes? Or C.
Yeah, I already don't want to touch this.
Or C, a poison dart frog.
I'm taking a wild guess at this one. I'm going to go with C.
It's not.
No!
C!
That was the one that I thought was going to be easy.
Right. Hang on the line. We go all the way down to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right, good morning.
You know the answer is what?
The last one.
It's B, right?
Yeah, B. The last one left after process of elimination, I think is what she means.
Yeah, I already don't want to touch this.
All right, so nice job. So all now right. Chris has a chance to steal the game here.
This is my favorite one.
Okay.
This last one.
Okay, that's a lot of pressure. All right, Chris, we'll give you the piece of audio. A, B, or C answer coming. Here you go. Final and Out of Context Contest.
Did she successfully beat him off?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What?
Play it one more time.
Did she successfully beat him off?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. Is it A, a worker at an adult store using an 18-inch accessory to thwart a robber. Did she successfully beat him off?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Or B, a woman using a broom to shoo her pet koala. Did she successfully beat him off?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Or C, a question left in the comment box of the aforementioned adult store. Did she successfully beat him off?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is it A, B, or C?
I have no clue. Let's go with A.
And that's right!
Good job!
Shot in the dark and she got
Chris! You won a $25 gift card to Pillar Restaurant Group and a 4-pack of Salt Dogs tickets for the game tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nice job, Chris. Thanks for hanging out. And
pays
nice
to play.
Yes, no kidding. Hang on the line. We'll get more details to Chris. Tracy and Ashley, thanks so much for playing the game.
Thank you so much for playing. And thank you for the words of encouragement.
Right.
Wait, yeah, hold on. Chris, I want words of encouragement from you.
Chris, words of encouragement
for you. You've got this, girl.
Thank you. That's all I needed.
She's going to rock it.
She's going to rock it. Hang on the line, Chris. We'll get your details to you about your tickets to the Celebrity Softball and Salt Dogs game, as well as great food from the Pillar Restaurant Group. That is Out of Context Contest for this week.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, the weird stuff you and your best friend do. A Florida Man game and a lot more on a free, fun Friday. It's Kix.
Don't be today.
Country mornings are the best.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you would sleep with?
John Stamos.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
It's true. You do some weird stuff with your friends.
Absolutely.
And this stemmed from, what was it, Scarlett Johansson and Florence, I can't remember her last name.
Florence Pugh.
Pugh, who play sisters in Black Widow, which, by the way, if you haven't seen it, is fantastic.
It is fantastic.
It's worth seeing. But they bonded on the set so much they became best friends and decided the way they would have some fun would be by sticking their fingers in each other's sweaty armpits.
People on set commented about it because it was just so weird.
Like, really weird. Like, why would you poke them in the armpit?
I don't know. Why? I mean, goofy. Why do we do anything we do with our best friends?
That's true.
So I do want to read this one that I found online just because I was, like, searching around and I was, anyways.
Okay.
Don't ask.
Okay.
But I did see this. This dude and his friend like vigorously nod at each other and say, "Yeah, man," repeatedly for an extended period of time when they agree on doing something stupid together or if the conversation has ended. And it just it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense. I can picture it in my head. It sounds like something that comes from like a comedy written by like Judd Apatow, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But we asked you based on that story from Florence and Scarlett and just becoming besties backstage doing weird stuff. Like, what do you and your best friend do that's just super weird? Or like, do you guys have like your own little language? And this is on the Kix Morning Show page, KX Mornings. Did you see Melissa's?
Yeah, I did.
Will you read that one?
My best friend and I tell elaborate spy stories about our past.
I love it.
That's funny.
That's so funny. That makes me think of some of my theater friends from Don and I, when we were eating one time, we started making up a backstory for everybody that was walking by, like staff members.
Oh, yeah, that's fun to do,
too. Oh, God, it got out of hand. Tara commented, my mom and I have a saying we heard as a little kid on kids baking championships say, if we hear anything remotely close to it, we bust out in laughter. So that's there's funny. Just something like an inside joke between those two.
I love Manny's.
What's that say?
His best friend, who's his wife.
Okay.
And I find it hilarious to shabba one another in the most inopportune times.
Oh, shabba.
And if you don't know what that is, you can see the gif of it on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page.
Ladies.
Him and his wife.
Ladies, this is what you do when you come upon your significant other bent over into the refrigerator or something. You just kind of can't help it. You walk by and you have to shabba. And I think that probably will make sense.
Poking the booty. Yeah. Yes. We did, Shelly says, my best friend and I, we pop each other's monster zits. Like she'll say, yes. Hey, I've got a great one on my shoulder. Do you want to come over and split a bottle of wine and pop my zit?
Okay, I did that in college. I did that in college to my friend Leah.
Really?
The zit was somewhere funny and it hit my cheek.
Oh.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But that's what good friends do for each other.
Jason says, me and my buddy Derek, we burp at each other's faces.
Ew. See, people are so gross and weird. I love it. Tara says, my friends and I gut each other. We basically try to poke each other in the stomach. Some of these are violent.
Oh, no. Shannon and her boyfriend Dutch oven each other.
Okay. Now we're getting weird. Jackson, my boyfriend and I, I mean, he's like my best friend, you know, so it counts. We come up with different nicknames for each other just out of the blue, like Pumpkin Boy.
Yeah.
And Walrus Boy. He calls me Stink Sack.
Me and my buddy Ryan in college, we used to like have entire conversations in really weird accents.
Okay, yeah, I believe it. Randomly pick up
an accent and practice. I mean, theater kids. That's kind of what we do.
And then, yeah, so if you want to share yours, we'd love to hear about it. It's on the Kix Morning Show page, KX Mornings. What the weird thing you and your best friend do with each other. Like the weird sayings you have, the weird, like, I guess, violent notions you have towards each other.
Poking the gut, poking the butt. Whatever it may be, you can put it up on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is what's next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
If she's been kind of quiet throughout the day today, it's because Coriel is freaked out. She has past trauma that we're gonna get her past this trauma so she can go out and have some fun playing softball tomorrow.
It's very thoughtful of you, JP.
It's group therapy. It's coming up.
If you wake up in a bad mood, we got just the thing.
It gets me in a good mood.
Relatable topics.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Puts me in a good mood as soon as I wake up.
Kix 96.9.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. The big celebrity media softball matchup. Our group of radio stations, including Animal from the Blaze, Bill Hooks from ESPN, Will Wilson, and Coriel Thomas from Kix 96.9, and yours truly, teaming up with 10-11. So Bill Shammert, the new lady, is Kelsey, is that her name?
Yeah. Kelsey Passel.
Passel, that's it. Ken Shimmick and Kevin Suits and more from 10-11 versus the other radio station group in town and Channel 8 with our buddies Rod Fowler and Megan that are on the team too. And don't be intimidated. Megan's probably the best woman. I don't know about Kelsey because I know Kelsey played golf. Call it collegiate golf. I don't
know
if she played
softball. How
do
you already know that?
Because it's in her bio.
Oh, okay.
Just pay attention.
Sorry.
But yeah, so she's
I'm just saying that was impressive.
Oh, thank you.
And you're not when you say Megan, you are not talking about Meg with Middays. Just
No. Unfortunately, in case you're confused. I wish Meg was able to be here.
She wishes too.
Yeah, but she had a bachelorette thing that she had to go to
bachelorette for her
best friend. So that's where she's at this weekend. Mm-hmm. But we'll be competing tomorrow, 5 o'clock. If you'd like to come out, the gates open at 4:30. Your Lincoln Salt Dogs ticket gets you into the softball game, and then you can hang out, and then the game's at 7.
Yeah.
So
gates open at 4:30. We play about 5 o'clock.
But there's a problem with the game already in the fact that Coriel is stressing out because she's batting fifth, and she's also playing second base. And
I don't know whose idea it was to put me on any. I don't know whose idea it was to put me on the field to begin with.
Well,
can you bat and not?
You're one of the local celebrities in town. I mean, media people.
I know.
Be right there, front and center. Animal picked up catcher because he's a really good catcher. Plus, he's older than all of us. And then I'm a pitcher because I'm a decent pitcher and I'm old. And so it's like, yeah.
I have such FOMO. I can't miss out, and I don't want to not be a part of things. I have to always be involved with something because I have an incessant need to be liked.
Okay. it's a factual thing.
But what's funny is this will honestly shock some of you, I think.
Okay.
At how bad I am in softball.
Okay, you told me this story.
I talk a big game, but I know that I suck.
You told me this childhood story about the last time you played softball.
I want to.
And I think we've got some group therapy with this. I'm going to help you through this trauma.
Oh my God. Okay.
And I want you to tell everybody briefly the story of Coryell and her.
Are you talking about the from fifth grade?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that's, it's a deep-seated trauma, I think.
Yes.
And it's better to talk, like, you go to a therapist. I've done therapy as well. It's good to talk things
out. I don't
out.
Believe I've mentioned this scenario to my therapist.
Oh, well, you should probably.
Apparently, like maybe this is the root thing. Of all things evil.
I think it's part of it. So go ahead and tell the story real quick.
Okay. Well, one time in fifth grade, I was a part of the softball team. Mm-hmm. I was playing and I was thinking I was the bee's knees until I got a softball to the face, the nose specifically.
Right.
And then I thought in that moment, I'm done. And I just walked off. I ran off. I went home and I laid
bloody
there
nose.
And bled and cried into my pillow. And that was the end of my softball career.
Wow. That is a deep-seated trauma.
Thank you.
I'm going to help you through it.
Okay.
I want you to tell me that story because I've always heard that if you do things in threes,
okay,
it can help in any aspect. So I want you to start the story.
So
I'm
going to do it two more times or three more times?
Three times.
Oh, my God. Total. Okay.
So do it again.
Okay. Like, say the story?
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay. So one time when I was in... one time when I was in fifth grade, I was on the softball team. You know, I wanted to be one of the cool girls, athletic, popular, fast, until it happened. I took a softball to the face, the nose, and I thought, who does this? Who subjects themselves to this? I don't. So I walked off the field in the middle of the game, and I ran home where I cried and I bled into my pillow, never to return again.
That was very well done. I got it. Okay, do it again.
You have another one?
I got two more.
Oh my God,
okay. Go ahead.
So there I was on the field. Fifth grader. Scrawny, big ears. Bright eyes. Just ready to become a future Olympic champion. So we're playing softball. And I'm like, all right, I really don't know what's going on, but I'll figure it out. This will be fine. This will be fun. Everybody does it. I'll be cool and popular if I do this. Well, I took a softball to the nose, immediately started bleeding, and immediately ran off the field, down the road, took a left, through the little half gravel patch that rounded the corner to my home. And I cried and bled into my pillow. That was the end of my softball career.
Okay, Forrest wasn't the best. I think I've got the best music for this story.
Okay, so
right here. This is the last one, I promise. This is the most impactful. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. This is getting Coryell's trauma.
I'm feeling better already.
Of softball out of her system before we play the celebrity game tomorrow. Here's the final one.
In the fifth grade, I decided I was going to go for it. I'm a fifth grader now. I'm basically an adult. So I'm going to play softball like everybody else in town. You know, the athletic people, the cool people. So there I am, trying to pay attention, but it's me. So I take a softball to the face, my nose specifically. And in that moment, I knew I would literally never be able to play this game again. So, blood in hands, I rushed off the field and I ran home straight into my pillow, crying, bleeding, cursing the names of softball legends above. And that was the end of my softball career.
That was fantastic.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Yeah. With JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
You feel better, don't you?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I feel better.
It's ridiculous. It's just a fun game.
Thank you. That group therapy meant a lot to me,
it's
JP.
It's just a fun game. We're just going to go out and have some fun. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, gates open at 4:30. Your Salt Dog tickets get you in, so get your tickets now at saltdogs.com. Or keep listening. Your chance to win another four-pack, that is, coming up with the Florida Man game.
It's a new dawn. A new day. To renew your mind
and start fresh.
Well, good luck with that.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On second thought, Kix 96.9.
Seriously. What the f***? Picked your life?
And playing the Florida Man game today is Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's the Florida Man game. We've got your chance to win a 4-pack of Salt Dogs tickets for the game tomorrow.
And what is the game? What, explain it to people. That are
so Florida Man game, this is kind of new. I'm going to read you headlines about potentially a Florida man. And you have to decide whether or not a Florida man actually did this.
So they should be
said this.
Florida man or not Florida man? Would that be the proper way to answer?
Yeah, it's just true or false.
Yeah, okay.
Whether or not you think a Florida man is capable of doing this, if you think that headline is an actual real headline from a Florida man story.
Right. Perfect.
Because we all know Florida is insane.
And super weird.
So number one, the first headline. Florida man steals eggs from a hen house to sell at his street stand. True or false?
True.
It's incorrect. It's false. Oh. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. We're going to try to shoot for getting two out of five right. Okay, Tracy?
Okay.
Okay, number two. Florida man was told he'd be evicted for having an exotic pet, which was against the rules of the condo association. True or false?
True.
You are correct. The man claims he rescued a squirrel after a hurricane,
They
became inseparable ever since.
That's an exotic pet?
Yep.
The they Florida, can have all mine from the yard.
Yeah, no kidding. Which you would assume would be something absolutely terrifying coming from Florida. It would be an actual exotic pet, because they're kind of like known for that. But the Florida man said that he would not give in, basically, and he wants it to be an emotional support squirrel, and took the case to court.
Okay.
So you got one right. Good job, Tracy! Number three.
We're talking that job.
Hey. Oh, that's a good pun. Okay. Florida man arrested after neighbors called police because they heard rifle shots for over 3 hours. True or false?
False.
You are incorrect. It is true. A Florida man told police he was just shooting at rats in his house with a rifle.
In his house with a rifle?
Yes. And and one of the many bullets hit a neighbor's house.
Oh, wow. Oh, Florida.
Okay, number four. A Florida man was shot by his girlfriend after he gave her his Netflix password, and it was his ex-girlfriend's name. True or false?
I'm going true.
It's incorrect. It is false. Although...
That seems so
it
real.
It seems very plausible. Okay, one last one. A Florida man tries to break into a car in the middle of the night, was arrested by deputies that were sitting inside the car. True or false?
Oh my gosh. Let's go true.
You're correct!
Nice job!
Yes, the car was an unmarked sheriff's office vehicle, and there were deputies sitting inside of it, and the Florida man tried to steal it.
Wow.
Good job, Tracy.
Congrats, Tracy. You're going to the Salt Dogs on us. Thanks for playing the Florida Man game. Hang on the line. We'll get more details to you. But, yep. Wow.
I was hoping the ex-girlfriend name as the password was real.
That seems so real.
That could happen anywhere.
Yeah, well, that's a very true fact.
But some of these things, it's just undeniably a Florida man story.
Only Florida.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
On the way, we'll get you the nitty-gritty for Music City with brand new music from one of your favorites. And more fun with the Free Fun Friday fake news on the way, too. It's just some more now. It's Kix. Good morning.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
They keep me laughing and they play the best music.
Kix 96.9.
Let's see. What's in the news today?
Fake.
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
And playing fake news today with us is Rob. Good morning, Rob. How's it going?
Hey, good, man. How you doing?
Good. Happy Friday.
Howdy.
Hey, thank you.
All right, so we're going to give you some headlines. You just have to tell us whether they're real or they're fake. And if you can beat Coriel, you've got a 4-pack of tickets to the Lincoln Salt Dogs tomorrow night and the chance to come hang out at the celebrity softball game. All right?
Sounds like fun.
All right, here we go. Headline number one. Butterfinger candy bars to be renamed to avoid offending clumsy people. Is that a real or fake headline?
Fake.
And you are right.
Very nice.
I mean, it could be a thing, but thankfully not.
All right.
Headline number two for fake news. Woman breaks Guinness World Record for how wide she can open her mouth. Is that a real or fake story?
Oh, wow. I'll say real.
What do you think, Coriel?
I'm going to go real, too.
Yep. Samantha Ramsdell has a viral TikTok channel where she has almost 50 million views of her video showing off how wide her mouth will open.
It's terrifying.
And after prompting from friends, she applied to the Guinness Book of World Records for it and got it.
Heck yeah, she did.
A dentist used digital calipers to measure her mouth, and it worked out, and stretched. Her maximum stretch was 6.52 centimeters, or just over 2.5 inches.
Heck yeah. Oh my gosh.
That is crazy.
It's a claim to fame. Just take it.
Yeah, take that claim and go. So Samantha's amazing, and you've got another one right. Here we go. Final one in fake news. Olympic athlete used a condom to win gold. Is that a real or fake headline?
What do you think?
I'm going to say fake.
I'm going false, too.
No, you're both wrong. That is real. Yes.
How?
So they give out those...
Yeah.
Extras to the athletes, you know, in the Olympic Village, though. And it came in super handy for Australian kayaker Jessica Fox. The nose of her kayak got damaged.
Okay.
And she had to repair it with something called a carbon finish. But she needed something to hold the mixture in place. So she used one of the condoms.
Oh, my gosh.
To hold it in place. And she won a gold medal at the Olympics this year.
That's amazing.
That is wild. Well, either way.
For that stuff.
Right, exactly.
That's clever. That's using your noggin.
It's like the lady, the guy used the potato chip bag earlier in Good Things today.
Yeah, that cop from New York.
Cop from New York used a bag of potato chips to
being
hold a
resourceful.
Wound. So, hey, with what you got, like I don't know. I don't have anything to hold this. Oh, yeah, the condom. I've got that in that pack. It's in my fanny pack that was handed out to all the Olympic athletes.
Heck yeah.
So congrats, Rob. You are a winner of Fake News.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I listen to radio in the morning. It makes me happy.
Music, laughter, the jokes.
Kix 96.9.
One big thing is baseball and softball
and beer.
All the balls and beer. Beers and balls.
Beers and balls.
As tomorrow we head to Haymarket Park, it's always fun to go there for all the games all season long because the Salt Dogs, whether they're winning or losing, it's just a great atmosphere. It's a great time and got a pretty good team this year.
Yeah, this year's going awesome. Meg took over on-field PA this year. I did that 2 years ago, and I fill in for her when she's gone. So I will be your on-field PA tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, so a little surprise extra.
Yes.
And then she'll be on the field for you.
But I'll be on the field actually playing...
Playing the game.
Softball.
Right.
For the media celebrity softball game tomorrow, before everything happens. So gates start at 4:30. They open at 4:30.
Yep.
We play around 5 p.m., the softball game for the celebrity media game. And
yeah, your ticket to the Salt Dogs game gets you in for that.
Yeah, and then Salt Dogs play after normal time, like 7:05. And then Beer Fest is going on separately, so you can get separate tickets for that.
Like it's $20 a ticket for that, but you get a ton of beer.
Yeah, I think they are going quick, though, so might want to look into that ahead of time.
SaltDogs.com.
But mainly we want you to come cheer us on in the Celebrity Softball Challenge.
Right.
Gates at 4:30. We play at 5.
We've got Bill Shammert from 10-11 News, Kelsey Passalt.
Passalt?
Passalt, who's Passalt? Also the new anchor on 10-11 News. Mm-hmm. Ken Shemek, the weatherman
of Lincoln,
Nebraska, and all of Nebraska. Kevin Suits, great guy, the sports director there. Jared Austin, Ellis Wiltsy, and Nathan Brennan. As a part of the 10-11 squad that's joining our squad.
Nice.
Myself, Coriel, Will from the Night Show, the Nebraska Nights Live Show, Bill Hooks from ESPN, J-Dub from KFRX, Animal from The Blaze, just a great lineup of friends.
That Nate Glass from The Blaze also. Yeah,
Nate from The Blaze, Elijah and Few.
Even our general manager, Katie's playing.
Our general manager is playing too.
Katie.
She is tough as nails.
Is the coolest person alive.
Yeah, she's going to have a lot of fun. And we will too. And we want you to come join us for the fun. I really think that we need to make this like, this could be a great fundraiser challenge. Like
it could be, yeah.
So I'm gonna pursue this a little bit further.
We'll brew on it
and see if we can. Oh, brew nice with Brewfest.
Thanks.
So come join us for the fun.
That's a great big thing. But hold on, can I interrupt and do a second big thing?
Well, we got another one coming up at 9:50.
Oh, we have another one.
Yeah, we always have two on Fridays.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay. You want to wait or you want to do it?
No, just don't wait. I'll wait.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. Leave people hanging in for another big thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one big thing. So join us. Again, gates open at 4:30, 5 o'clock softball, 7 o'clock Salt Dogs. Tickets available at saltdogs.com.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
On the way, part of Free Fun Friday, we'll get you what's trending, including a new Husker in the NBA, things you've had named after you, a redneck review, and another big thing on the way.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I used to hate mornings, but now I love them because of this show.
Kix 96.9.
The boss, Bruce Springsteen, one of the most famous New Jerseyans out there, and therefore was wanted to be recognized by the state of New Jersey. They have an idea.
Cute.
They also have a history, apparently. I didn't realize this on the New Jersey Turnpike. A history of naming its rest stops after famous people.
Yeah.
Like Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Edison.
Okay.
And they wanted to add to that by including late actor James Gandolfini, John Bon Jovi, who's famous from there.
Nice.
Judy Blume, the author.
Judy Blume.
And the boss. Well.
What?
Bruce Springsteen is going to sit this one out. He said, no, I respectfully decline to have a rest stop named after me.
They wanted to name a rest stop after Bruce.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. After all those celebrities, they're going to name rest stops. It's the John Bon Jovi rest stop. The Bruce Springsteen rest stop.
You know what? I think it's kind of rude that he's doing a hard pass on that. And he's sticking it on John Bon Jovi and Judy Blume and James Gunn.
Well, and James Gandolfini's passed away. I mean, so it's it's possible.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
So it's like,
so that I
he can't
that
decline.
Sense.
So John Bon Jovi, he's not going to decline because Bruce did, and he's going to look like a jerk.
Well, okay.
My goodness.
So I do understand though why Bruce, I mean, it's a rest stop. I guess I wouldn't want to be named. Well,
okay, it's
it'd be
a
very
sign at a rest stop.
It'd be very on brand. Wait, I thought the rest stop is named after them.
Yeah, like you're like pull off on exit 104.
Yeah, but it's not like a sign that's like, hey, we like you, Bruce Springsteen. It's like this is
the Bruce Springsteen
rest stop.
Rest stop. Like you're going to go to the bathroom or get a
I'm
soda
going
or something.
To evacuate my innards.
Okay.
At the Bruce Springsteen rest stop.
I'd be okay with that. As long as they kept
as
it clean.
Bruce Springsteen, I wouldn't.
Why not? It's like you put a plaque with his face on it?
No, JP.
Right on the outside?
No.
Have you the rest stops here are pretty dang beautiful.
What? Where are you going?
There's a lot of rest stops that are nice.
It's a cement block.
But you
with
go
like a bush
okay.
outside
on,
and
on
then
the
a,
way,
a dog.
Hear me out.
Container.
Hear me out. Before you make the Mahoney State Park exit, there's a rest stop right there. I've been to it a couple different times. It's really nice because you go in, it's got the sliding doors. They've got, it's air conditioned on the inside. They've got these big old sections for pops and snacks. And they have like some historical things on one side of the wall.
That
they've got
is
a map
and
to
above
be able to get you where you
and
go.
And beyond
well, that's
unicorn
what they're doing.
Rest stop.
No.
Yes.
I can guarantee you there are nice. There's a great rest stops in Iowa.
JP, leave.
I'm just telling you.
Don't.
There's some rest stops that are gross, but why not if they're gonna upkeep it real good?
But how do you know? Do they say that? Do they say?
I think
it
that
like,
should be
hi,
promised.
We want to name you. We want to name this rest stop after you, and we're gonna make it super nice. It'll be like an air conditioned mansion, like JP said.
That should be part of the stipulations.
Okay, well it should be, but it doesn't say that it is.
Well, didn't you put it in a contract?
Okay.
If you're gonna do it, I want to guarantee that this sucker will be clean and like activity free.
What do you mean?
Oh, things that happen at rest house.
Exactly. That's why I understand why Bruce Springsteen is declining this offer.
You would I do think
it is kind of mean.
Coryell Thomas rest stop with a photo and a story about you.
Me personally, yeah. No, because having a rest stop named after me is very on brand. But I don't associate rest stops with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh my god, this is so
like
bad.
Okay. If you could have something named after like a place or a thing or whatever, if you could have something named after you, what would be on brand for you?
Oh, I mean, like the instead of because Runza, I don't think really sponsors it anymore, but the Runza Sports Complex where the youth football play, the JP kind sports complex, I totally would be about that.
Okay.
I would love that.
See, I was.
Or a theater named after me.
I was going to say maybe a theater. I could see that.
Yeah.
But what's funny is I immediately went to like very lowbrow stuff. Like, I mean, I think that I'd like to be named, I'd have a Golden Corral named. After
like,
me.
Like the Coryell Thomas Golden Corral.
Like one of those like plaque benches outside.
That is
come
IHOP.
Come rest your gut. No. I don't go to IHOP that much.
Okay.
But it would have Corral to be some type of Asian buffet or Golden Corral. And it would be a seating area. It'd be a napping area.
Oh, that's funny.
Where you can nap your food coma away.
That's
sponsored by Coryell Thomas.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so you think Bruce Springsteen should have the rest stop named after him?
Yeah, as long as there's a deal when the contract's signed that they have to keep it in great shape and not let it get messy, and then do it.
Okay, well, I think it's totally... I think it's a little mean, but right. I do understand why he doesn't want that to happen. Agreed to disagree.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll never see eye to eye on this.
I don't think we will. That's just hilarious, though. All right, so don't plan on seeing the Bruce Springsteen rest stop if you go visit Jersey. But the John Bon Jovi one will be there.
Bon Jovi one, I bet, slaps.
Okay, so the big thing's blank.
My big thing, it is blank, JP, because I didn't want to put it in there and have you see it.
Okay.
But my big thing is a birthday shout out to the one, the only. Trust me, there is one creepy JP.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Okay, no, it's all love. It's all love. JP's birthday is Sunday, correct?
Yes, it is.
Which is August 1st.
Yeah.
And he will be 8,000.
I will not be 8,000.
No, I'm sorry. This is wrong. 47.
Yes, I'll be 47.
What year were you born in?
1974.
Yep.
Are you trying to make sure that I'm 47?
No. In 1974, Richard Nixon resigns as president of the United States.
Cool.
That was the year you were born.
Okay.
Gerald Ford was sworn in as the 38th president.
Nice.
This is all a bunch of president trivia. I don't know what page I just stumbled on.
You stumbled on president trivia. That's hilarious.
The cost of living in 1974. Okay. Average monthly rent.
Is this gonna make people like sad?
Yes. The average monthly rent was $185.
Oh my God. Wow.
A gallon of petrol, so gas.
Yeah.
Guess how much that cost in 1974?
85 cents.
A gallon of petrol was 35 cents.
Oh, wow.
Is this real?
Yeah. Yeah. No, back in the day.
Oh, you could get boneless hams for $2.29 a pound? Dang.
Hey.
Well, JP, Sunday, it being your birthday, the day before Saturday being the celebrity softball match, I will do my very best to pull out a win for
us. Thank you.
Although,
I do feel special.
I do have that deep-seated trauma.
Because I share my birthday with Tempest Bledsoe, who's Vanessa Huxtable in The Cosby Show.
Okay.
Jason Momoa. Yeah. He's younger than me.
His birthday is the same day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
He's 40. He'll be turning 42. I'm 47. The late Dom DeLuise, who is so funny in so many different movies.
Did you ever have a Winnie the Pooh pop up like Jack in the Box?
Probably, I think.
Oh, that looks like a popular toy from 1974.
Oh,
are these muskets?
Coolio. I celebrate a birthday with Coolio.
Hey, you know what?
That's awesome.
You've made it.
I think I have.
You've officially made it.
All right. Well, thank you, Corey.
JP, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
And then, of course, we'll probably be recapping it on Monday. But anyone wants to send some birthday love to JP over the weekend, you can. And watch for the Facebook post, too, if you want to.
Oh, no. What are you going to put up on Facebook?
Embarrassing photos and stories. Feel free to share.
All right.
Love for you, JP. Happy early birthday.
Thanks, lady. You're the best.
You're welcome. From the whole Kix team.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, hopefully you guys have a great weekend. Come see us tomorrow. We'll be out the softball. Come by and say hi. We'll be playing Gates Up at 4:30 out of Haymarket Park. The game's at 5 for the Celebrity Softball game. And then the Sol Dogs after that. Mm-hmm. We'll be back on Monday with a Make It Right Monday. Some forbidden love. We'll get you the results of what went down with the Celebrity Softball game and more.
You definitely want to tune in for that.
And if you missed any of today's show, you can catch up on our podcast at kzkx.com. Have a great one.
JP, Corey L, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
Kix 96.9.